brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Terror Storm is rocketing towards number one place right now at Amazon.com. Find links at Infowars.com. All right, I said I'd take calls in this hour. I have been continually covering the masses of news. They're talking about an Iran strike, a noob, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with free speech, the hate crimes law. They're saying they're going to go ahead and just not build the fence. There was never funding for it to begin with. It was a total fraud run by these criminals. Tom, Mark, Ted, Eric, many others, your calls are coming up in a moment. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But I was going over how everything, spitting on the sidewalk, life will be like it is in some of the laboratory countries that the globalists are already operating. I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later, about Singapore. And I was just talking about mid-flight sexual play, kissing on the neck, kissing, you know, hugging. And the guy just said, look, there's going to be serious consequences if you keep yelling at us. Well, that was called a threat. Just any talking back to a god or a god's demigod, god on earth designate. And then another one where a guy joked and said, boy, you know, there was no room on a flight to put the bags. The 67-year-old business owner just joked and said, well, where would the terrorists put the bombs? You know, where do you put them? Boom, gone. Terrorist charges under the UN, under world law. And that's out of Reuters, so I'm going to be getting, and this all ties into it. Why do you think all over the world they're beefing cops up everywhere? There's no real terrorism. They are there, and they're being brainwashed to nanny you, to ninny you, to oppress you, to put you in the system. Huge paddy wagons being ordered by all the major departments. Just hell on earth, folks. They're going to, now they're talking about fully restraining people in police cars. Anytime you're arrested, even if it's for not wearing a seatbelt, you'll be fully strapped down and tied down in the back. Just total, total oppression. High tech is as bad as you can imagine. Can't leave the country without Homeland Security authorization. Chips in the passports. Face scanning, cameras everywhere, CPS, BATF, federal agents in all the schools, brainwashing the kids, having them write dossiers on their parents, already going on in most school districts, thumb scanning to get school lunches, total control, forced vaccinations filled with poisons, increasing poisons in the water, just total control, forced drugging everywhere, foreign troops on the streets of America, openly, NORTHCOM announced it 3 weeks ago, abolishing the governors, abolishing posse comitatus, abolish the Bill of Rights, Democrats wallowing, total open borders, North American Union, every major road, toll roads, tracking everywhere you go, total taxation, when you can't pay for your kids, they're going to come and take them, just bringing you to your knees, total world government. Thumb scanning to buy and sell is the next step. Retina scanning everywhere. National ID cards. National sales tax integrated with the national income tax. Just everything. It's all coming together right now. This is how bad it is, okay? You cannot address. You cannot assess. It's like looking at... It's trying to describe to somebody a Vincent van Gogh painting. Or trying to describe to someone when you're in Colorado looking at the Rocky Mountains from a peak. You know, it's like you're on the cell phone talking to your wife. Well, what's it look like, baby? Well, it's beautiful. Well, what's the new order look like? It's horrible. Well, what are they doing? I'm looking at 50 mountain peaks. I'm looking at lakes. I'm looking at cities. I'm looking at roads. I'm looking at birds. I'm looking at grass. Ah, I mean, I'm just here going, I'm marveling at the beast. Look at it. I mean, every facet of human society, huge think tanks with top minds working on how to dumb you down, working on how to turn you against your husband and wife, working on how to turn your children against you, planting messages to degrade the family, and Disney Pixar pictures and Fox TV and all of it to denigrate, destroy, rending, total control, brainwashing the police, mass drugging. It's all happening. Proliferating weapons of mass destruction globally and then running around talking about war to stop it. What? We'll come back. Blitz through calls. I'm gonna go quick to calls. Calls. Bottom of the hour, then I will get more into the hate crime legislation, the open borders, the stacks used today. I'm on fire.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
High-tech enslavement and dumbing down has been taken to the state-of-the-art science. It is being implemented through a focused lens against the people. Both political parties are totally bought and paid for. The United States is being completely dismantled right now. We'll get into the hate crime legislation. We'll get into the open borders, the end of the border fence that never was. It's just talk of attacking Iran. What's the million plus that died before the war, the 600 plus thousand dead. I want to talk about that, Iraq. But right now, as promised, let's go to your calls. I just want to mention that we're trying to push Terror Storm to number one on Amazon.com. It's back in stock there. And it, last time I checked, has now risen to about number 15. We can drive it to number one if you go get it right now at InfoWars.com. Please help us, because getting that number one slot is like hitting the New York Times bestseller list of videos. It is the New York Times bestseller list of videos, Amazon.com. It's very important for the sub-distributors all over the country. If you want to reach a lot more people, this is how you do it. So go buy a couple copies to give us Christmas gifts or presents or whatever. Help us right now. Let's go to Mark in Tennessee, then Ted, Eric, Uriam, and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
It's good to call, good to listen to you. I've been a long-time listener, and I just wanted to quickly tell you what happened to me recently. On Monday, I was actually dismissed from where I was working for trying to tell coworkers about 9/11 and how it's an inside job.
Where did you work?
Actually, I'm with Aerotech, which is a temporary placement or a job placement firm, and the assignment that I was at, or the company that I was at, was called Aegis Science Corporation. And I'm a chemist, so that's the kind of work that I do. And I was there for about a month. Well, last week on Friday, we went out, me and some coworkers.
Not allowed to talk at lunch. Yeah, you got to have that that chilling effect here in the new Soviet Union.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was close to the you know, the midterm elections were all last week and everything, and there was some discussion going on at the dinner table about, you know, Democrats, Republicans, and what had happened, and you know, different opinions and things.
You talked about your opinion about 9/11 at a dinner. You talked in America about what 84% of Americans don't believe the official story. You're part of that 84% of evil.
Exactly.
So well, tell me what happened, thought criminal.
Yeah, I was trying to tell some people my opinion and what I thought about the Democrats and the Republicans and how they're controlled by, you know, the financiers and how both sides are funded by the banks. And this one coworker kept telling me that I was crazy, that I was just, you know, I didn't have anything to back it
and
up.
And I'm sure they reported on you just like the 10-year-old at the elementary school at Steiner Ranch.
Exactly.
You know, we got the after the report of his evil, and it said suspension and psychological testing is now needed because during the lab, computer lab, he visited Infowars.com, and which they say is a horrible site, and they can't believe the filter didn't block it, and in front of the class, they said it was terrorist, and he was shunned and had to go
out.
Oh, but see, it's freedom, and we got to arrest these people. I mean, you're bad. So this coworker, I guess they went and denounced you the next day?
Yeah, what happened was I just got tired of the apathy. I got tired of the arrogance. I got tired of the ignorance around me, and I finally, in the restaurant, in a loud voice, I got the courage, and I said, listen, 9/11 is an inside job. It was carried out by Al-Qaeda. Look it up for yourself. Get informed. Know your Bill of Rights. Know your Constitution, because I'm telling you right now, this republic is under attack, and it is turning into a fascistic military police state. These globalists want to turn this world into a hell on earth, just like you were saying earlier. And, I mean, I just got bold, and I said it in the restaurant. Everybody was looking at me, and everything got quiet. And then, yeah, exactly, Monday, I go to work, and they're like, well, the director, he called the temp agency and told them that I was no longer welcome to come back to work because some coworkers had come in and told him that my behavior was unprofessional and that I was no longer welcome.
I'd like you to write this up in an email and give us permission, if it's okay, to post it. We don't have to use your full name, but if you just tell the story, I'd like to post that at Infowars.com. But privately, I do need your full name and stuff to vet the story.
Okay.
And give the place a call and, you know, have them say that Mr. Mark Blah Blah doesn't work here anymore and that he indeed was let go, but we cannot tell you why. But I mean, listen, they arrested Kelly Rushing, prominent member of the community in Lyon County, Kentucky, for just giving a police officer a Ron Paul video. I mean, they think speeches in the well of the house are illegal. I mean, this is what state police think. That's illegal, folks.
Look, I just want to tell the listeners, I'll finish up with this. These globalists, they are Luciferians. They want to turn this planet into a hell because their motto is this, and I truly am convinced, and I believe this, their motto is it's better to serve, or it's actually better to reign and rule.
It's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
Exactly. So that's what they're doing. They're turning this planet, and I agree with you.
Well, a variant of that is it's better to burn out than fade away. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. Like you said before, that's exactly what they're turning this planet into, is a hell on earth.
Well, that's why we call it PrisonPlanet.com. We're not joking with that name.
No.
PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, that's what we're facing here. This is not a joke. And see, that's how this political correctness enforces. It's a chilling effect where they fire professors, they arrest people, they chastise children. But we're the majority. Again, it's that minority of cowardly scum defending this evil.
Yeah, if you ask a question, you ask Lord Cheney a question, you get arrested. You ask Lord Bush a question. I thought that was being patriotic. I thought that was being American, United States of America.
No, that's Al-Qaeda. They've said on Fox News and other places over and over again, it is Al-Qaeda-ish to even question 9/11.
It's insane. It's crazy. And I, let me just finish with this, Alex. In the end, when Jesus was facing his accusers, or they were persecuting him and taking him to trial and about to put him to death, who were the ones in the end who were crying out to him to be killed? It was the people. It was the multitudes that had been persuaded by the religious fodder all the you know what I'm trying to say.
Pharisees and Sadducees.
Exactly. The multitudes had been brainwashed. They had been deceived. And that's exactly what happened. And today, I see the same thing happening around me. It's just ignorance. It's just, there was only one person where I worked that could give me even two of their rights. Nobody else could even give me
well,
two.
Well, I'm not saying you did wrong, but I wouldn't jump up in front of the coworkers and yell in the restaurant. I do that when you're by yourself. But you took a lot of courage, and I commend you and say, I'm saying you did a good job. What I would do is I would have just brought them DVDs. I would have been nice and said, okay, I would make it a challenge. Just check this out.
I did do that too, Alex.
Oh, you did that too, and then they refused to watch them?
There was only one person there that would listen to me, and he actually took Terror Storm. I gave him a copy of Terror Storm.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm determined now to give everybody, I've got Freedom to Fascism, I've got Terror Storm, I've got all the DVDs, actually, the ones that I've burned off the internet.
Well, I think you're going to be blessed. I mean, you know, we've got to go through the fire to make it to the other side. And
Alex, I'm with you, man. I'm your brother here.
Well, listen, I commend you, Mark. Send us an email, say to Kevin at InfoWars or Aaron at InfoWars to make sure we get it. Write down an account of what happens, and then give me your phone number, we'll take that off. But then we'll check on it in the next few days, and we'll post it, okay?
Kevin at InfoWars.com.
Or Aaron at InfoWars, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it. I read those email accounts, too. So that way we have multiple people reading it, because sometimes we miss it in between the spam and stuff. Let's go ahead and talk to Ted in Arkansas. Ted, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Alex, look, I feel the same way Mark does. He just called. I mean, I kind of feel this pressure when I'm at work and I'm trying to wake people up and show them the truth and talk to them about these things that are going on around us that are very dangerous.
You're an American who thinks they can talk at work and about things? You're not supposed to do that in church, anywhere at work, nowhere. You just submit and keep your mouth shut, buddy.
Well, that's the kind of treatment I'm getting. So it's kind of like I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to listen to them.
Well, listen, it's pearls before swine. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. If they're a bunch of worthless hogs that don't appreciate how you're trying to warn them of something bad, move on and wake up others in your community.
And that's what I'm doing.
They're a bunch of sniveling cowards.
I did that last night, ran into a person who does believe in our cause, and it was really refreshing. Out of the tens and 20 of people I've talked to about it.
Let me tell you how you find like-minded people. We got a T-shirt, or make your own, I don't care. That is $12.95, okay?
Okay.
We're selling them for $12.95. You can get them for $9.95 when you buy two. We're selling a T-shirt that says 9/11 was an inside job on the front, and then it says 9/11 equals inside job on the back. You wear that shirt, brother, you're going to find a lot of like-minded people. You don't have to be just, oh, I like that shirt.
Okay, that's a great idea. I'll be sure to do that. Something very weird is happening. A friend of mine came in and talked to me about what he'd heard on the radio the other day. The police had pulled over a guy in a car. They called OnStar, had them lock him in his car, and then they went to arrest him. Well, he was so angry because he was locked in his car and couldn't get out by OnStar and the police department that they had to, of course, shoot him.
This was in the news?
Yes, sir, on the radio.
When did this happen?
This happened 2 days ago, and I tried to call that day that it happened. I will get with my friend, and I will try to get more details. I'm not sure what the radio show he was listening to, but I can get some details on that.
Well, we ran a spoof that was done by Michael Corbin about 3 years ago where they do that. Because OnStar, we told you, the FBI and others use it to randomly listen to your cars. It has a microphone in it. They track everywhere you go. That's why they put it on standards so you can't escape it. You've got to have it disabled. You've got to have a technician go in and cut the wires to the unit. You've got to have the tracker box removed. And they are using it to lock people down in their cars. See, everything's having built-in. All the new computers have built-in microphones and cameras, and then they announce they're going to use it to watch us and listen to us. But they say it's no big deal. And again, it's insane. It's worse than 1984,
well,
and it's
lies.
All going in.
It's all lies, and they're doing these things not to protect us but to harm us. You know, you're right about all the things you're talking about. And these people that call in and disagree with you without having any facts and just call the number and waste our time, you know, they're not really thinking right. Look, in Arkansas, we've got youth lockup. I'm looking at the paper right now, November 4th, Cornell Companies running Alexandria Youth Services are giving people 63 shots a day of these Thorazine and psychotropic drugs to calm them down. We've also got an article here about the altered rice. Our food is being genetically altered and it's contaminated. So what you're saying is right.
That rice is causing major health problems, and so what?
You got it. It's admitted in the paper, just like you said, and have been saying for a long time. It's all right here in the paper.
I appreciate your call, sir. Keep it up. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 15th, 2006. Gold opened at $617.10, and 1 ounce coins can be purchased for $637.60 and $321.35 for half ounce coins. That's $637.60 and $321.35. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You cannot articulate how bad it is. How focused, how crafted, how it hits every little minutia of life. And they even know how to teach the slaves to love it. And to make them giggle and snicker like they're part of the system while they're ingesting all the poisons and toxins that have been designed to kill them. Just enjoy yourselves then. Let's go ahead and take a call from Eric in New York and then Uriam in the Netherlands. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I guess okay.
God bless all that you do. I'm trying to concentrate everything that I have to say here within the time allotted that we have possible.
Sure, go ahead.
Way back when Waco took place, I saw helicopters storming around this place and you know, the government surrounding this place. And all I could think to myself at the time, mind you, was, why don't they just go in there and get this guy? Why don't they just go in and shoot their way in? Okay, 2 years later, Oklahoma City bombing took place, and I was standing in my room at my parents' house, and I remember the official demolition of the Oklahoma City Federal Building. I had tears going down my face as I watched that building fall. And something clicked inside of me. Something clicked and said, why are they destroying all this evidence?
Yeah, Veritas clicked. Let me go back to Waco briefly. 6 days a week, he took about a seven-mile jog. He was a pretty good jogger, mm-hmm. sometimes longer, mm-hmm. out and then down basically to the highway and back. And they could have picked him up anytime.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't want to. The BATF has the video, is in one of the films, where they're talking about how they're going to get increased funding. They were going to kill kooks. They were going to have fun. And they thought they could just shoot and mow them all down. They got freaked out when they shot back, and they put their hands up, and then they didn't fire, and then the coward snuck off and later came back and burned it down. But that's how they operate. They wanted to have that confrontation with the kooks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Mr. Koresh himself, he went into town on several occasions, and the sheriff himself...
No, they had a auto parts and an auto repair place 2 miles outside the compound.
And he went down there. They could have grabbed him at any time.
Yeah, no, I've interviewed the now deceased sheriff and everything. The sheriff's deputies went out there to their shooting range every week. Koresh, Vernon Howell, real name, was in there almost every... was in town almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that isn't what it's about. These are wannabe warriors. These are all flunky lawyers and accountants at the BATF who want more funding. The government wants to have this confrontation, so they authorize them to do it. And they want to go not fight real enemies, but kill people. It's about...
Yeah.
That's why
they
pose with skulls of the dead bodies of the kids afterwards. They think it's manly to kill women and children.
Absolutely. I just... A week and a half ago, I bought your movie Terror Storm. It was from front to back, okay... I bought the Terror Storm off the market, and then I saw you at the symposium in Los Angeles with Charlie Sheen with everybody up on stage. I've known about the government doing all this kind of stuff way back since the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And when I saw all them speaking, my jaw hit the floor. It's almost like reality kicked in. I'm like, oh, my God, this is all happening.
It is. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you're on board. Let's talk to Uriam, I believe, in the Netherlands. Welcome.
Well, thanks very much. Yeah. My name is Uriam, and I'm calling in about the elections coming up next 22nd of November right here in the Netherlands. And, it's in the hands of a guy named Walter Bos. And he's today, and everybody predicts, he's going to be the new prime minister of the Netherlands. And this guy just used to work for Shell. It should be no surprise.
Well, of course you're going to have the Queen's man running her private country. I mean, my goodness, she owns half the planet. I mean,
yeah, that's right. I mean, we have this guy, a so-called social democrat. I mean, that's the front, you know. And you got the other parties, like the Christian conservatives, so-called.
Yeah, the guys that take the dives. Mm-hmm.
That's right, exactly, and that's right, happening exactly right now.
And, of course, you don't want the North American Union. Your people don't like anything that's happening, but your government, too, just says, we have men with black uniforms and machine guns. Shut up, slaves!
Right. I mean, that's just going on. And you've got these so-called liberals also. I mean, they're taking the position of we got to, you know, bring out global government. I mean, that's their position.
Oh, it's just out in the open, yeah, but... Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very strange. Yeah, I've written a little article about Prince Bernard, by the way, which I wanted to pitch to you. It's called
Send it over to Kevin at InfoWars or Aaron at InfoWars.
Yeah, already have. Yeah, I sent it a couple of days ago or something.
Oh, you want us to post it?
Whatever you want. I mean, I'd love to, post it on one of your websites.
Stay there. I want to hear about the article. I don't know why it wasn't brought to my attention. We just don't have enough people. We're just wallowing in documentation and research and... everything else you can imagine, literally swimming in evidence. It's an orgy of evidence. The New World Order is letting it all hang out. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. We'll talk to Peter and many others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Taking action is the other half, and we know who the murdering bastards are. With God's help, we're going to move forward. No amount of ninnying fake Christians attacking this show or telling us to stand down is going to work. We're going to take action. We're going to do as God commands us and stand up against evil. And to all the government employees and all the police and all the rest of you, hey, if you're good people, you go check out what we've laid out here. You find out it's true, because I know it's true. I wish it wasn't true. And then you decide whose side you're on. Don't you sit there and deny what I'm saying. Because if you're in that point of denying it, it means you haven't looked it up. And I don't mean go read some straw man attack on us, one little piece that's made up, and then say, oh, it's all not true. Everything we're talking about is happening. And you're being used. You mean absolutely nothing to the New World Order. In fact, I found they abuse their own people even more than the general public. I don't know why. It's kind of like a, I guess I do, it's a culture of fear and control. Take Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. He persecuted Christians. He arrested them. He tortured them. He executed them. He was one of the big enforcers for the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, the council. And he saw a Christian being stoned to death and just there praying to God. And it hit him, and he said, who are these Christians? Who is this man Jesus? And he asked that question, and God showed him and hit him with a white light, a bolt of lightning, knocked him off his horse. And a lot of you have been knocked off your horse. Former head of the CIA's Foreign Threat Assessment Division, Bill Christensen, said he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. He looked at the evidence, and he was knocked off his horse. Ray McGovern, CIA, Ronald Reagan and George Bush's chief analyst and briefer, knocked off his horse. The German defense minister knocked off his horse. Michael Meacher, number three in Blair's cabinet, knocked off his horse. So many other prominent people. Underwriting Laboratories, chief engineer over a whole division, Kevin Ryan, looked at the evidence, looked at their own internal reports on Tower 1 and 2 and 7, knocked off his horse. Listen, I was knocked off my horse when I was about 18 years old. I was, frankly, pretty evil, folks, very worldly. I liked to fight, liked to womanize, liked to... I got knocked right off my horse. My family's like, you've totally changed. All you do is read now and, you know, take walks in the woods. And I said, I've been knocked off my horse. And I pray that God will move the hearts of millions of enforcers on this planet and that you be knocked off your horse. You know, a lot of you listening aren't going to check out the facts I bring forward. If you believe in God, why don't you just ask God to show you the truth? And if you ask God to do it, if you say, who is this man Jesus? Who is this? You will be knocked off your horse. If that's God's will. We face very serious times ahead. Very serious times. We're in very serious times. I got a lot of news I need to go over. We're going to get back. I'm going to at least finish up with Uriam in the Netherlands, Rick, Peter, and Dave, and then everybody else needs to hold because I need to get into the thought crime legislation coming upon us, the big picture there, what's really happened in Iraq, just a lot of key issues today. The AP claims they found highly enriched, whatever that means, plutonium in Iran. Not uranium, but plutonium. I don't believe that, but we'll get into it. But right now, for the next 4 or 5 minutes, Debbie Morrow hadn't been on in a week or two. New Millennium Concepts, Made in America, supports this broadcast. Best gravity-fed filters out there. You buy Made in America for $100 cheaper on average than some Indian or Chinese knockoff. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming on. Why don't you tell us about Big Berkey and why we need to get it?
Well, Berkey water filters will really take the guesswork out of whether or not you're drinking good, clean, healthy water. And so I just wanted to, you know, invite people to call in and request a catalog or go to our website at berkeywater.com, which is berkeywater.com, and see for themselves why you should take control of what you're putting in your body so that you can keep as healthy as possible and not drink the chemicals and, you know, the bad things that are in the water that they're, you know, trying to tell people it's okay to drink. A friend of mine calls it industrial poisoning that we get from everything, you know, that we put in our body these days. Especially the water that's processed.
Well, I like to point out the fact that the chlorine and all the rest of the styrene, all the other stuff that's in there, it just kills all the bacteria, too. So you're basically like getting slow food poisoning because you're literally drinking in a week out of tap water millions of dead bacteria.
That's right.
You're just drinking sludge.
Yeah. So with a Berkey, you can, you know, take that out. In fact, people ask me all the time, well, you know, do I use the filters over and over again? And I say, yeah, but you have to clean them once in a while because they get real slimy.
Yeah, they do. They do what? What's the new black element? Even a new standard to
right.
Non-detectable level cuts out everything. It's is it 10,000 gallons?
They'll do 3,000 gallons per filter. So with the system, you get 6,000 gallons.
Oh, but that's a standard with two. I guess
that's right.
I've got one that's got three, so it's 9,000.
Right. Or if you have one with four, then it's, you know, 12,000. So,
oh, okay.
You know, it just depends on which system you have.
And then basically every 6 months or so, you do need to clean them because the scum does get on them.
Oh, yeah. They get real slimy even if you're just using tap water.
You just pull them out, put them under hot water, and just with a bristle pad, just kind of scrub them.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Very Al-Qaeda-ish.
We are here, and we're answering phones, and we're calling people back if we do leave a number. And
Yeah, I just want to point out to people that I don't sell magic machines that heal you. I don't sell magical creams. And I don't, you know, if I don't endorse something, it means I either don't believe in it or I'm neutral. I totally believe in these water filters, and I totally know with the evidence that the water's full of every toxin unknown to man, and it's just time to stop drinking it and take control of this one area of your life. And you get a big discount. You get wholesale prices, and it's made in America, and they support what we're doing. I don't know how people couldn't order this. Even if you already have one, buy one for your son or daughter, your neighbor. I've bought over the years. I quit counting. I probably bought, what, 5 units last year, 4 or 5 the year before that, 4 or 5. I just buy them all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, my parents just bought one, another one, to give as a gift.
Well, they're such great gifts. And if you don't want to give out Big Berkey, you know, give out Berkey Sport bottles.
There's
a
story I never told. My sister, who's 15 years younger than me, she and her senior trip, summer, or was it, or two ago, time flies, went to, I forget, it was like New Guinea, or what's that place off the coast of Australia? And everybody in her group, like 50 people from her school, got sick, but her and her partner, because they partner together in these little tents, and they stay with the natives, and there's all these mosquitoes and the rest of it, but, sorry for interrupting, you know, I'm the king of that, Debbie. I never told this story, I don't think, and I need to tell it. And I told him, I said, you better take these Berkey sports bottles because you can't trust the water there. And they're telling them to use filters there, but that never works right. Other people bought these big fancy filters and stuff, or cheap filters. Well, these two $25 sports bottles they took that do 600 plus refills of tap, 130 refills of swamp water, huge elements. It's like 3 times the size of an element you see at a sports filter bottle at the camping store. Berkey makes these themselves, Berkey America. And guess what? My sister and her friend did not get sick, and I think they were there 3 weeks.
That is so great. Very
I'm
going to cool.
shut up now. Go ahead, Debbie. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I love hearing stories like that because it's true. I mean, they really work, and it's great to hear stories of people who have, you know, done exactly what she did. She took it with her, and then proof's in the pudding, you know? And I'm sorry to hear that everybody else got sick. And, you know, so we just, you know, encourage people to call it.
Diarrhea, vomiting, basically Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah, that's what they call it. And, you know, by people calling in and placing Berkey orders, they are helping support your shortwave airtime, too, and we really like doing that.
That's right, WWCR. Two frequencies day and night, 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, our international outreach that we do have to pay for. I think it's like $10,000 a month. So it's very expensive, and you guys help us with that a lot. Let me give the number out. It's 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com. That's berkeywater.com. Or Infowars.com. There's a big hyperlink to it. You can get it off our secure shopping cart. We get those orders each day. BerkeyWater.com. They ship it out to you, UPS. BerkeyWater.com. You get a free gift. You can get, this is, they got a bunch of different stuff. Just give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Oh, Alex, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Yeah, I think I mentioned that my sister took some to a trip overseas and didn't get sick, but I never told the whole story. Of course, I was the one going, you need to take these, because I saw the little handout. I was at my parents and saw the handout on the table, you know, saying, get ready to get sick. We'll provide water filtration, but get ready to get sick. Everyone does. It's okay. Well, they didn't. You got to be careful, though, when you're in those outdoor showers. You can't even let that stuff get in your mouth. I mean, I've been in Mexico and stuff on trips in college, and people just, you know, let a little bit get in their mouth or take some ice cubes in their drink. I mean, I do not like getting sick, so I don't. Now when I go out of country, which I did last year for a few days, down to Mexico, I take a Berkey Sports filter. I got those for, they're normally 30-something bucks at a store. You can get 5 for $100 or buy them. I think they're 30 bucks a piece from them. 888-803-4438. Okay, let's go back to Urium in the Netherlands. Who said he wrote an article about the loving queen whose wealth is secret in the Netherlands. Finish up what you were telling us. Tell us about your article, and then we'll move on. Go ahead.
Sure.
Well, it's about Bernard, the mother of the Queen, and his Nazi track record, actually, which is quite huge. I mean, he worked at IG Farben, the company that supplied the Zyklon B stuff.
He was an SS colonel. It's the equivalent of a brigadier general.
Yeah, that's right. He was with the Reiter SS, which is the cavalry version of these fascist people. He also enjoyed marching with Hitler street fighters, the SA, in his spare time. And, well, I mean, it just goes on and on. And he like, switched it immediately when the war started in 39. As the German dictator increasingly guessed wrong in military affairs, he was evenly mistaken about the prince himself, because Bernard was not an idiot. I mean, he just switched sides when the Second World War broke out. And he just flipped sides in the blink of an eye. He had changed from an outright Nazi to an Allied Air Force hero.
Now, the prince, the queen's son, who was going to be the king, he was actually in Germany during World War II and had to be flown out to Franco-fascist Spain. Yeah. I mean, that's how ingratiated the Nazis were. And then, of course, their top agents, the Bushes, got most of the money, and that's why they're in power today. The Nazi nest egg put Bush in, and they run the Democrats, too, and we're entering hell on earth. I talked to Kevin. He didn't get your email. Send it again.
All right.
We have spam. We have spam filters. It might be your ISPs being blocked by us. But try to send it again. Will you send it right now?
I'll send it. I'll send it right now.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you on board with us.
Sure.
Rick in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I listen to you every day, man. I'm really in love with what you're doing, Alex. I want to thank you for that.
Well, it's a labor of love for the good folks and a labor of hatred for the New World Order, but thank you.
Okay, let me hit some points real quick because I know time is limited. I don't know if you've seen this movie that's showing on Google, and it's called Monopoly Men, the Federal Reserve Fraud.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, I'd watched that this morning. I was impressed, and I learned quite a bit from that.
You can also watch America, Freedom to Fascism on Google, and you can watch Terror Storm there, yeah.
Yes, I've seen everything you've done. I've seen it. And now I have a collection.
Well, good.
But, hey, I want to hit a point real quick. I did some checking. And on JFK, Martin Luther King, and RFK, you know, John F. Kennedy's brother?
Yeah.
Robert. I did some checking, and I found out that those guys, when they were assassinated, the connection was with the Federal Reserve. Did you know that?
Yeah, Kennedy signed an executive order basically abolishing its power to coin the money. He started issuing the first $5 billion of $44 billion in $5 bills, reissuing Lincoln greenbacks. And that's one of the reasons they capped him.
Yeah, I didn't know it went all the way back to Abraham Lincoln. I looked him up, too.
It does. When you go to a gun show or a coin collection shop, tell them I want a Lincoln greenback 1962 reissued by Kennedy.
1962?
And they usually go for about $15. It's a red-stamped $5 bill that says United States note.
Okay.
It's still a fiat currency, but it's issued with no debt. See, the government can just print money, and that's what they're supposed to. Instead, the private banks did a deal where they print a dollar of debt is created and given to the private banks for the privilege of having money.
Exactly.
It's a total fraud.
Exactly. Because I found out monopoly money. And it's the money that the Federal Reserve prints, you might as well have a blank piece of paper because it equals the same thing.
Well, it's even worse, though, because in the past it was a blank piece of paper backed up by the faith, and then previously with gold and silver, the coinage.
Right.
Now it's backed up by the national parks, the water, your children. Now, our birth certificates, it is confirmed, are trafficked as collateral of the global debt. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
It's very serious. Good to have you call in, Rick. I appreciate it. Dave in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning, Commander Jones.
How you doing?
Private Dave Short of the American Tyranny Destruction Nationalist Troop. That's Alpha Tango Delta NORAD reporting.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question and a short statement. I'm with the people for 9/11 Justice Forum, and we're putting together a new front on 9/11 Truth. We're collecting the absolute best pieces of video evidence we can gather and making a DVD out of it, sort of a compressed one. Then we're going to send it out to the most powerful state, political, law enforcement, religious, and bureaucratic leaders we can find. We're going to send them out certified mail with return receipt. This forces their office to sign for them and gives us a record that they received them. The package will include a DVD, a brief cover letter, and an overview with bullet points on 9/11 Truth and the police state, followed up by phone conversations and possibly other letters.
Good.
Okay, I encourage everyone to use return receipt on any further correspondence with any officials. It forces them to sign, and it also protects the sender as a piece of admissible evidence relating to the document in case there's any further legal action. It's sort of like a poor man's subpoena, and it forces people to take action or to expose themselves as...
Well, that's the key. A lot of police and detectives are actually good people. They're just totally ignorant, like the general public. And I remember the time I was in the Travis County SWAT team, who's done a lot of bad things, by the way, but Lieutenant Beck was a good guy. And I walk in there, they invited me up because it was above the county commissioner building. It was actually across the street. But to make a long story short, there's all these Oklahoma City inside job videos and all these others on the shelf. And I saw them way across. They weren't trying to, like, lead me past them. And then, yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I got a question for you real quick.
Sure.
And a statement for the New World Order. So the Supreme, as Supreme Commander, you want me to wait?
Okay, I'll... Please knock it off, sir.
Okay, well, anyway.
Well, we got a big problem if I'm a Supreme Commander.
It's cool, though.
Plus, that's like me dancing around in a general's, you know, cap and lapels out on the front line.
It's a joke, but it's
I understand, but they take that stuff serious.
Right.
We'll be right back. No, I'm just a private. You want to get down to it, I'm a special forces commander deep behind enemy lines, force multiplying for the overthrow of the New World Order.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Visit Infowars.com and get America Freedom to Fascism, Exposing the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the North American Union. Great film, 1995. You can get Terror Storm for $9.95 with it if you wish, or get it by itself. Terrorstorm, normally 1995, but I want you to get Freedom to Fascism so you can get that combo deal. And, yeah, we're trying to drive Terrorstorm right now to number one on Amazon. It's working. It's in stock. It's like $12 now. They upped the price a dollar, but it's still a great deal. And we're at like number 20 right now. Let's drive it to number one. It's got to happen now, not tomorrow. Let's drive it to number one. Please visit InfoWars.com if you're online. Link through and do that. All right, I'm going to cover tons of news in the next hour. Continue with calls, but first news when we start the next hour. A bunch of it, so stay with us. But right now, let's go back to Dave in California. Finish up your point.
Thanks for holding me over, Alex. So as Special Forces Commander of the Front to Liberate Occupied America, I'd like your two favorite pieces of 9/11 DVD evidence to use in our effort.
I would have to say Building 7 information with them blowing it up and then other people admitting they blew it up. Now there's footage of police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up.
Okay.
I would also get into the NORAD stand down and Norman Mineta testimony.
Okay.
Talking about how Dick Cheney, you know, said the order still stood.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking about it. There's so many areas. Bin Laden being CIA, the insider trading, the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases.
Okay.
That's really some of the key stuff.
Thank you very much. And can I make a brief statement
sure.
to the New World Order?
Sure.
Okay. To the New World Order out there, I don't care what you say. I'm not afraid, and I'm way too old to change. I'm never going to stop. I'm going to keep yelling until all you freaks are in prison. I'm going to spend every dime. I'll starve if I have to. I do not care. I'm not going to your stinking FEMA camps. I'm not going to bow. I'm going to go down fighting. In fact, I'm so glad to be alive and free at this time, this crucial time in our history. I'm so glad not to be one of your dumbed-down, propagandized, frightened, debt-ridden, brainwashed, in fact, it's a total privilege to expend my life, my treasure, and my sacred honor to defeat you monsters. So I'll
I love it. I love it. Thank you. You said it all there. Really, that's the maximum of this broadcast. And listen, I am just the equivalent of one special forces commander over to a small group behind enemy lines training the indigenous population to defend against the tyranny of men. So I'm not anybody's commander, folks, joking around there. But we are using those tactics. The truth, micro-printing presses, that's the equivalent of the Internet, the DVDs, we're educating the indigenous population. We're winning on every front, every major poll. Again, I heard top strategist on Beyond the Beltway, big TV show out of Chicago. It's also on radio, admitting that the New World Order is the new issue. It's never going away. The general public doesn't trust anybody in the government. The North American Union's the issue. So go ahead and get rid of the borders, you bastards. Excuse me. I don't need to be like that. Go ahead and get rid of the borders. Go ahead and pull all. Go ahead and try to ban our free speech. It isn't going to work. Just show everybody who you are. You have failed. And I do pledge myself eternally to resist you. And I ask God for all the guidance. You know, I don't ask God for anything other than to lead, guide, and direct me. And that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I am honored to be alive right now. I am so blessed, and it's scary sometimes. You know, in the middle of the night, you wake up, you think about, my gosh, you know, I'm really in the thick of it. But it doesn't matter. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't change anything. I am honored to be here. And I'm honored that you're tuning in to listen to me. But I just beg you to take action in this fight like you never have before. All right. I covered a lot of news in the first hour. I want to go back over it, but get into more detail. I'm going to cover a bunch of news I haven't covered. It's going to be exhausting. I kind of look at these stacks each day, and I'm daunted. But when we get back, I'll recap some of the news. Then I'll get into what's happening in Iraq. Then I'll get into the free speech annihilation here domestically and a lot more.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. More than